This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Corden with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. With me today in the studio is Chip Joyce from Cornstalk Theater. Chip joins me to give us a sneak peek at the Winter Playhouse's 2019-2020 season. Chip, welcome back to Out and About.
Thanks. I always enjoy being here.
The Winter Playhouse offers a really unique opportunity for both theater goers and actors in the Peoria area, partially because of the type of material that you select and choose to produce throughout the season.
Sure. I think most people are familiar with Cornstalk's Big Green Tent that does 5 shows every June, July, and August each year. And as time goes on, I've been very surprised by the number of people that don't realize that Cornstalk is a year-round theater. Just a little bit further up the road in Bradley Park, there's a facility called the Cornstalk Theater Center where all the summer shows rehearse, but also winter shows are produced. It's a much smaller, much more intimate space. It's not a black box theater by definition, but it is similar to what people think of. It is a much smaller space, and it presents much smaller shows. We always say, what is a show that is maybe a little more niche that could do well selling 150 seats over 6 performances?
You've produced and directed plays both at the Tent and at the Winter Playhouse. What is it about the Winter Playhouse space that you really enjoy working in?
Some of the stuff that I've done there as a performer and director is some of the stuff I'm proudest of. It's a place for new directors, or really anybody new, actors, to try things new. I had directed several musicals, but had never directed a non-musical play. The first time I ever did that was there. So that's one side of the mission. The other mission is giving experienced directors a chance to do passion projects. Mm-hmm. And one thing we are trying to do with every production is have someone in a director's seat or kind of co-piloting to sort of learn the process. If we have an experienced director, we try and get them to find an assistant director or an apprentice to sort of job shadow them through the process so that when it comes their time to turn around and submit to direct, they have a little better idea of what to expect.
So this also functions almost like a pipeline of talent and professional development for people within the theater.
Yeah, we hope so. And oftentimes, yeah, this is where they start and they become some of our most talented, most reliable directors.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the season that's on deck for the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse, specifically how you went about selecting these shows and why they work well in this space?
Sure. I think those that are familiar with the winter program, old schoolers, it's always been known as kind of the lab theater at Cornstalk. Some people think of it as being where they produce, the more cutting edge shows, which is true to an extent. Sometimes the subject matter is more mature. Sometimes the content's a little more mature than, again, what you would see at a big tent show in the summer. This season, though, we've got a really awesome mix. I think it's four productions, and in all the years I've been involved, I've been the chairman of this committee several times now. I think it's my favorite lineup of shows.
You have some brand new shows that were originated at the New York Fringe Festival, and then you also have Romeo and Juliet in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, we take submissions. People come to us with, you know, whatever their passion project is that they know is, again, more of a niche production. The first one is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is running right now. Its second weekend of the run resumes tonight. And that is one of the more successful non-musical plays of the last several years. It won the Pulitzer, it won the Tony, it won a bunch of awards in the West End. It's based on a young adult novel. It's a very, very popular play, and it's the first time it's been performed in the area. The second show is a musical called Title of Show, which is a very small, bare-bones musical. It's 4 actors, not a lot of set, not a lot of props, and it's all about 4 people writing a show, and it gets very meta. They know the audience is there. They realize that the show that they are in is the show they are writing. It's very cool. Musical theater fans really seem to love this show because of a lot of the in-jokes and references to other shows and just what it's like to go to the theater. But it also talks a lot about kind of the struggles artists go through and the art of collaborating with others and things. And you know, the pluses and minuses that come with that. The third show, then, is a comedy that was just cast this week called 5 Lesbians Eating a Quiche. And I don't think I need to tell you much more beyond that. It's a very funny show. It's been very successful in other markets. I've equated the humor, the sense of humor, is not unlike a Saturday Night Live sketch. Very broad, very funny. a lot of interacting and improvisation, even with the audience as well. And then the final show is, yes, it's Romeo and Juliet. No special twists. It is the classic, I've dubbed it the most famous play on earth. I think that is true. So these four shows that are happening is a really cool, very exciting combination, I think. I know when the Cornerstock membership, when it was announced, we're very excited about this lineup. And the directors are all very awesome people to be working with. I don't think any of them are directing for the very first time, but I know at least three of the four sets of directors are, this is their first show for the winter season.
We have a wonderfully broad community theater base here in Peoria and in central Illinois. But what would you say to theater goers who haven't experienced more contemporary theater, and why should they come out and experience one of these shows at the Winter Playhouse?
I've said it, and most of the actors I work with say this, it's one of their favorite places to work because it's so small and intimate. The stage is full round, and it's a 30 by 30 foot square right in the center of the audience. Sometimes the set and scenery will spill out closer to the audience, but you're working in a very intimate space, and it's a challenge for actors to be that close to the audience, but it's also a challenge for the audience to be very close to the actors. And aside from colleges and maybe Chicago, there just aren't a lot of spaces like this in the area, and certainly probably the only one in Peoria.
I've been talking with Chip Joyce about Cornerstock Theater's Winter Playhouse season, which opened with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Performances of that play continue this weekend, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Chip, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks. Until next time.
And the Heartland Festival Orchestra presents To the Moon and Beyond on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points, Washington. The program celebrates the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with selections including The Planets by Gustav Holst, Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, and music from the scores of Star Wars and Apollo 13. The concert benefits Lifeline Pilots. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.